W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Russia downplaying ISIS's claims that it was behind Friday's deadly terror attack at a Moscow concert hall that killed 133 people, instead pointing the finger at Ukraine.
Ukrainian officials deny involvement. Russian authorities say all four of the suspected attackers were taken into custody near the Ukrainian border. Seven other suspected accomplices were also taken into custody.
ABC's Johnny Fernandez. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza to allow humanitarian aid into the territory. He says aid cannot effectively be distributed amidst the fighting. President Biden signing a last-minute deal passed by Congress to avoid the effects of a partial government shutdown. Senators worked into the overnight hours on Saturday to pass the House-approved plan that pushes off any potential government shutdown into the fall. Palm Sunday Mass underway at the Vatican, Pope Francis leading the service. This is ABC News. Opal Lee was 12 years old when a racist mob drove her family out of their home in Texas in 1939. Now, Opal is 97 and set to move into a new home on the same spot June 19th, a.k.a. Juneteenth, the day marking the end of slavery in the U.S.
Habitat for Humanity found and bought the lot some time ago. They stopped looking for a new owner when Opal called to tell her story.
Times have changed, and I'm just so glad that maybe I could be a part of that change.
Gage Yeager with Trinity Habitat for Humanity is helping build the new home.
There'll be a lot of love the Lord and love thy neighbor going on as we celebrate and scream and shout and cry with Opal.
He says they'll help overcome an old injustice. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Prayers and songs of remembrance in Alabama this weekend to mark the 210th anniversary of Horseshoe Bend, where 800 Muskogee warriors, women and children died defending homelands from U.S. forces. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Mino on the mayor and the mayor on a Thursday.
Wait a minute. That's a whole other show.
He's been on my case.
Delete
all
that one.
Oh, my goodness.
This is a family show.
I know.
He's not that. He's just been on my case.
It'll be the only show in history that didn't have one listener.
Mino and the mayor. Weekday morning, 6 till 9. On the talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. And on the Civic Media app.
Food is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Last crack.
I did not take the vow. I did not burn the ground. The carousel goes round and round. The balance comes from inside.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
You're gonna get the belt. You're gonna get the belt indeed. You're gonna get the belt. You're gonna get the best of me. You're gonna get the belt. You're gonna get the belt. You're gonna get the belt. You're gonna get the best of me.
All your pain brings contemplations. I can give you peaceful phrases.
Don't.
It's just another sunny day. Seems we're headed that way.
Maxine Covey on Civic Media. We are local music. Essential Last Crack, a double dip of the mighty Last Crack at 11 o'clock every week, every Saturday here on Heavy. That was Wicked Sandbox from Burning Time in 1991. Greta Grinder before that. That's actually a remix from 2019 found on the Uprising album. What is your essential last crack? I sure would like to know and then play those two songs for you. You can send me an email right now at music@civicmedia.us, music@civicmedia.us, and tell me your two essential last crack songs. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max and Kevy, the second hour here across the Civic Media Radio Network. And we're here until midnight playing original hard rock, punk and metal. And we love it, right? Music on the way from King Cobra and Electromag. Both of those bands are part of Tazbash 3.0, which we'll tell you all about here in just a few minutes. Plus new music from Apex Aurora just around the corner. First, let's take a trip to the crazy town. It's Dr. Noise. It's Max A. Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Serving pie, bowling balls, smoking stogies, waving hi to passers-by. A singing telegram that sings all by itself, and a millionaire who likes to share all of his wealth. A bandit cowboy cactus, a 16-legged cow, a skunk that just can't figure out, damn, what's that smell? A zebra-colored cheetah, rodents wearing socks, elephants riding. Some plastic swords, a platypus dressed like Rambo, a drunken ninja mule, every single fish in the world traveling in one giant skull.
Wearing one side. whiskey.
Lately I've been feeling like I can't get it right. Time is like a noose around my neck and it's tight. Got me believe that I'm gonna win the fight tonight. The devil on my back, drag me to the night. My body's aching.
For the people.
Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music with brand new Electromag there. That song is called Gazer. Before that, brand new music from King Cobra and Wrecking Ball. What do those two bands have in common? I'll tell you. They're both playing Taz Bash 3.0. It's happening at the Red Rooster on Saturday, May the 4th. Metal be with you. It's a great lineup of bands, too. Rogue Rat, Electromag, King Cobra, Peacemaker, Plant, Fiberweed, and Nostalgia. And plus, all proceeds, this is a benefit show, so all proceeds are going to benefit Music Makes a Difference here in Madison, and they really do make a difference. Get all the details right now on the Facebook event. Taz Bash 3.0 is presented by Max Inc. Radio, and Music Makes a Difference. Appreciate all you coming out to the shows and supporting local music. On the way, we'll do some Revolution X, and what the hell, we'll do some Rogue Rat, too. That's next on Max Inc. Radio.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Spring has sprung, and if you're like me, spring cleaning takes on a whole new level. I don't just clean, I get up and find a new home. And for those that know that the Aaron Weber Group and MoveToMadison.com is the place to buy and sell your home. With listings updated every 15 minutes, easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings, the Aaron Weber Group should always spring to mind when you buy or sell. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, MoveToMadison.com. More than a website, it helps you spring into action.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
In a world where nothing makes sense anymore, see a movie about a time-traveling soldier who's half human, half zombie, and she's the only one who can stop the apocalypse. The movie, A Time to Die, was shot in Madison and will premiere on Friday, March 29th at Overture Center for the Arts. For ticket information, search for A Time to Die on Facebook.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Everything that I desire.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We grow.
That Wisconsin sounded so good. It's Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Hear with your eyes and not with your ears. Hear with your eyes and not with your ears. Hear with your eyes and not with your ears.
Local, listen local. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If it seems you are being asked to donate pretty often these days, Lisa Schiller with the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau says you probably are, and she's hearing from residents about it.
They're getting aggressive calls. They're getting mailers in the mail asking for donations, and they want to know where their money is going.
Schiller says ask questions and understand the difference between a political action committee 527 and a nonprofit charity.
You have to really pay attention to name confusion, the use of the words police and firefighter, veterans, cancer. The name of the organization does not necessarily mean that the charity is engaged in these issues. And I think that's the important thing to remember.
Find more information at BBB.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.